Well, this week we got news that Amazon, Walmart, Fidelity, they're all looking to add tens of thousands of employees over the next several months. Well, our next guest says that now that it has never been a better time to be an entry-level candidate than it is right now. So here to talk a little bit more about that, we want to bring in Scott Detman. He's the CEO of Venica. And Scott, it's great to have you. This is great news for recent graduates, people who are out there looking for jobs. But what makes now the best time or the best time ever for this group of people?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's really a perfect storm. There's baby boomers leaving the workforce at record levels. I think it was 3 million in 2020. You have parents and families, you know, questioning whether or not, you know, they can continue to stay in the workforce. And then you've got recent grads with a lot of pent-up demand in terms of the opportunity out there. So there's a lot of positions available and not that many people to fill them. So it's just that kind of perfect timing.
Yeah, and one of the dynamics that you're noting in your notes to us is that with some of the employers, they're relaxing their restrictions. A candidate doesn't have to necessarily meet all of their requirements. I think it was only a day or two ago that Amazon was actually encouraging its mom and pop delivery drivers to advertise for workers, saying we don't test for cannabis. So you can see the extent that employers are going to. I'm just wondering what data you're seeing that supports this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing this as well, and it's something we've been advocating for. You know, as we work with entry level candidates, so many of them have such tremendous potential, but they're limited in terms of experience. So, really, one of the things that's happened over the last several years is there's been about a 20% increase in the amount of skills required on a job description, which is making it more and more difficult for entry level talent to enter the workforce. So, you know, relaxing some of those skills, creating some other benefits. And really, it's allowing a lot of these entry-level candidates to operate more like consumers and really kind of pick and choose the right fit for them.
The candidates that are having the most success, I guess, are there certain sectors where you are seeing that? And what are they doing in order to get those jobs that everyone wants?
I mean, tech skills, digital skills, they're still in high demand. But, you know, increasingly, we're seeing a rise in skills like customer success. And geographically, you know, there's been an influx in the amount of opportunity in the Midwest. I think, you know, cost of living being less in the Midwest, and firms on the East and West Coast looking to capitalize on potentially lower wages, you know, to support the cost of living. So really, you know, some of those key skills, those sort of entry level or low end tech skills, and across much of the Midwest.
Well, so it looks like employers don't have much of a choice. They have to hire some of these entry-level candidates, maybe lower their initial requirements by a little bit. But what about the benefits of hiring one of these entry-level candidates?
Well, of course, I'm a bit biased, but there's tremendous benefit when hiring an entry-level candidate. There's a lot of ambition, a lot of new ideas, different perspective. There's a great sense of what the market is asking for in terms of consumers. They're really tapped into that. But also, you don't have to retrain bad habits, right? So sometimes employees will be at a firm for a long time. They learn a certain way of doing things. And then when they pivot somewhere else, there's this relearning that has to happen. And really, you're starting from scratch with an entry-level candidate. You're kind of teaching them how to exist in the world of work. And there's a real benefit to that.
Is this something, this environment that's very attractive here for entry-level candidates, is this something you expect to last for a couple of months? Are we talking about even longer into that, maybe into 2022? I guess, what does that time frame potentially look like?
Yeah, I definitely think it'll continue through 2022. It's a bit hard to predict beyond that at this time, especially coming out of COVID. There was a lot of uncertainty. But, you know, with the influx of people leaving the workforce, with employers, you know, ramping up demand, workers changing jobs, resignations. I think we can expect to see a pretty healthy demand and a pretty healthy market for entry-level candidates.
Well, given the hybrid workplace, I'll just give a personal example. We've made a number of new hires recently, not necessarily entry level, but what about these younger candidates who come in and they don't get to be in the office with everybody else? How does that affect their work?
Yeah, it is a challenge. And we have seen a lot of entry-level candidates really express an interest in doing the work from anywhere model. There's a lot of benefits to that, but there's also some downsides. You don't get to observe others in the way that they work. You don't get to learn just, you know, sort of through osmosis in a sense, by hearing other people and what they say or what they do. So there's a lot of missed opportunity there. But one of the things that we've encouraged some of our employer partners to do is to think about installing something like influencers, people that can be documenting part of what they're doing, talking about their job, and posting that to some sort of channel through, you know, any sort of, you know, group technology that you're using to keep people connected, but really as a form of displaying the appropriate behavior, the right behavior, the behavior that's going to make you successful in the workplace, and trying to do some of that digitally in a way that this entry-level workforce really understands through their involvement with social media.
Scott Detman, great to have you as CEO of Avenica. Thanks so much for joining us.